Wow, some quintessential spring weather across the area after our cold front that moved across the area late Sunday and Sunday night. Temperatures have dropped, the humidity is low, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's chilly early this morning, but we'll shake off that chill in a hurry. There won't be quite as much wind as yesterday, and afternoon temperatures reaching the mid-70s inland will be really very comfortable and pleasant. It will be a little cooler again at the beaches, but sweater weather at the beaches, and inland you'll be taking off those sweatshirts and exchanging them for t-shirts pretty quickly this morning. Another cool one tonight in the upper 40s to low 50s. You can open up those windows. Arguably, some of the cooler weather we'll see in a long time, although we'll likely get at least one, if not a couple of cold fronts yet to help out over the next few weeks. We know our days are numbered, right? After all, we had our first 90-degree day of the year late last week, couple of them now, and here we go. We're on our way to more late spring, summer kind of weather in the offing as our average high temperature is now up to 81 degrees. It will slowly warm this week, but the humidity stays very tolerable. We'll reach the low 80s tomorrow, mid 80s for Thursday, low 80s on Friday. A little bit more of a wind off the Atlantic by the end of the week, and the weekend will allow for some somewhat lower temperatures again, especially at the beaches, but not the kind of cool that we're experiencing right now. And there will be just enough moisture by Friday, and especially over the weekend, trigger a few showers. It does not look like a lot of rain or anything real organized, but just enough moisture coming in with an easterly wind off the Atlantic to produce hit and miss showers. Coverage looks low. Intensity looks minor, but it is something to keep in mind as we head toward the weekend, what otherwise looks like a stellar stretch of weather here. Although, again, we dry out quickly this time of year, and we just experienced that. We got some rain late Sunday and Sunday night, but the amounts were pretty meager, especially for most of the I-10 corridor and points north. Parts of St. Johns County did manage a half inch of rain, but it dries out fast now, and we're headed over the next 4 to 5 weeks to the peak of wildfire season as we approach the hurricane season, which is on June 1st, and that's when our pattern typically turns wetter. But until then, as we saw last week with the quick dry out, it'll happen again now over the next week or two. With no real widespread or significant storm systems, there will be a very active weather pattern, by the way, to our north and west, producing some severe weather, classic late April weather across parts of the plains and Midwest and even the Ohio Valley. But it looks like that main storm track stays primarily to the north and west of Jackson. So we stay mild to warm. Eventually, again, our temperatures will start going up and largely dry as it would appear right now. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.